The question was they'll have enough to get a minority report.
But do you know they'll have 11?
Well, Congressman Altman says they have, and with him saying that, it probably means they will, because they weren't counting him as a sure one. They were counting him as a doubtful one.
RPD, 343, New York 1, New York. From Convention Hall in Atlantic City.
And I think when they see exactly what the vote is, before they get ready to write any reports, I think there's a chance, at least, that another motion substitute will be offered by one of the members from West Virginia to just seat the regular party. I'm not sure that it will be, but that was sort of the plan when they went into session.
Yeah, if it's not there, they ought to get one from somebody else to offer. West Virginia, Oklahoma.
Raleigh had gotten West Virginia to do it. I said he had before the meeting started. Can't get in.
I knew I was ready.
Tom Finney just living out calling me in a little while.
Hello, I'm John Glenn. Physical fitness is not something
he's in his council of the committee.
It's developed from our youth. I was shocked recently to find out that almost one-fourth of our children cannot pass even minimum physical fitness tests.
I'll see if I can get him back.
Get thinking about it.
And I'd sure tell Doug Wynn that Eastland talked to the governor, and the governor said, quote, "I'll tell them to use their own judgment." I hope they haven't already said no.
Well, they had just an hour ago.
Well, they had a caucus, and that might have been. He acted like he thought they was getting ready to say no. But I told him it would be no recrimination. A good many of them would sign it.
All right, sir.
Washington,
I'll get him
D.C.
right away.
Now, I guess the South would all walk out if they seated two of them, wouldn't it?
I would think so, sir. The discussions they've had with the Southern delegates, they've been able to accept nearly anything but seating the Freedom Party. And I'd say two, probably, from their standpoint, as bad as 52.
I'm very proud of you, Wiley. I'll see if you get a raise for this. Thank you, Mr. Bateman, sir. Thank you very much.
Anybody know what Daley and Wagner and any of them are saying?
Well, Wagner is supposed to be all right. John English he's the man on the New York. He's definitely right. The woman who works for Wagner, though, is Negro, and she's the one that's wrong. They're all supposed to be trying to prevail on her.
Anybody know about Daley?
Ken talked to Daley. Daley said that as long as they could handle it in committee and that he'd prevail on them to not sign any minority reports. But if it got out on the floor in the polling delegation, he just didn't know what happened.
Well, now, I think Ken ought to tell Joe Rao if he plans to play with us, be this administration. But no, that didn't get out on the floor. I'll just tell him that. Don't you tell him. Just say now, we're going to be here a while. If you want to work with us, well, this is no way to work with us, because this is just doing nothing. All day long, the president said he watched you on TV and you didn't do anything but hurt us. And you got two from Colorado, well, you say you'll change, and so that leaves Oregon, and California wasn't bound to say about his. Nothing he can do with it, is he? Well, I'd sure ask Brown myself if Ken doesn't do it. I'd ask Ken the next hour or two. I'm not sure that they're doing anything, Ken and Larry. I'm afraid they're leaking stories, and that's all. I don't see them. They haven't done a damn thing on this 3 months. I can't see it. They've got us one vote.
Why not? They don't have that vote.
Does he report to you anything when he comes to see?
Huh? He's the one that reported Jack English positive. He said he could guarantee it. So there's one, I guess, that he can explain.
I see all the New York papers say from Atlantic City that Eddie Weisel, Johnson's man for the National Committee, I named him.
Yes, sir.
I haven't named him at all. Is that Wagner putting that out?
I don't know. I guess so. I just talked to Eddie, and he's going to come by here. He thought the story was pretty good. Just on the phone, he said that.
Is he running now?
Pretty much, I think, because he felt like it. He could pull everybody together and the Kennedy people support him,
what did the Kennedy people say to Wagner?
I don't know that. Peter Crotty just left here and pretty much against me, I imagine.
Against Eddie?
Sir?
Against Eddie?
Yes, sir.
Why?
Not against him. He said he's a fine man, an able man, and would be a good national committeeman, but that, the mayor just can't have everything, and that it's going to hurt us in New York if the mayor makes all the decisions. He just represents the city, and there's all these places like Buffalo where he comes from to be considered, and so on. And I said, well, who are the people upstate for? And he said,